So we are in Luke chapter 16.
در کتاب لوقا فصل 16 هستیم.
And we're going to talk today about a parable and a story that Jesus is telling.
در مورد یک مثلی صحبت می‌کنیم که عیسی مسیح داره تعریف می‌کنه.
That is about the topic of stewardship.
در مورد درست دقیقاً درست استفاده کردن از اموالمون.
Now last week we talked about three parables.
سه تا مثال رو در موردش صحبت کردیم هفته پیش.
And these parables Jesus gave as a response to them murmuring over sinners that were eating with Jesus.
و آزمایش مثالی بود که عیسی در جواب غرغرای اونها فریسیان در مورد عیسی مسیح
And of course میکردن. Most of that chapter was about the prodigal son. The parable of the
سر پیام‌ها و مثال‌ها در مورد اون پسر گم شده بود داستان
younger son who took the inheritance
پسر کوچیک خانواده ارثش از باباش زودتر می‌گیره قبل از مرگ پدرش
wasted his life and his inheritance
زندگیشو حروم می‌کنه
on riotous living
و زندگیشو در حقیقت می‌سوزونه
in the end he came to his senses
به خودش میاد
came back to his father his family
پدرش به خانواده‌اش میرسه
and we saw that he was gladly received back and they made a feast and his father made a feast for him
میبینیم که خیلی راحت برداشت میکنه و پدرش یه مهمونی بزرگی براش میگیره
at the end we also saw that the older son
و بعد آخرش میبینیم که پسر بزرگه
he was upset
پدر بزرگتر عصبانی میشه
yeah because what his father had done for his younger son who had just left
پدر چه مهمونی گرفته برای اون پسرش
and it kind of ended with the response of the father saying
پدرش به اون برادر این جواب
hey,
داد
you're with me
تو با من بودی از اول
and all that I have is
هر
yours
هر چیزی که داشتم و دارم از آن توست
yeah and of course we don't know exactly what happened afterwards because the story doesn't tell us
نمیدونیم بعدش چه اتفاقی میفته داستان برامون تعریف نکرده آیا میبخشه نمیبخشه میره نمیره فقط اینجا تموم میشه
yeah and one of the points I made at the end is what do you think has more rewards in heaven
و آخرین نکته که بهتون در موردش هفته پیش صحبت کردم اینه که فکر میکنین کی بیشترین پاداش رو داره کدوم برادر
the son wasted everything
اونی که حروم کرد همه ارثیاشو
but came back which was great or the
یا اون برادری که
that faithfully obeyed his father and served him
عادلانه در کنار پدرش خدمت کرد و در کنارش موند با تلاش
today we have another parable
امروز هم یه مثال دیگه داریم
which is attached to this
که یک مثال وابسته به همین داستانه
and I believe it actually also relates to those other parables
و ایمان دارم که ربط داره به اون مثال های دیگه
and if you listen to it you will notice why
اگه گوش بدیم بهش میفهمین که چرا
now this parable in the beginning of Luke 16 is confusing to a lot of people
فصل 16 برای خیلی گیج کننده
it's one of those parables that people avoid to preach on or when they read it they
wondering
what on earth is God meaning
because
we have a bad character here which is the main guy in this character he's called the unjust steward but then
Ali ببخشید یه سری کتاب مقدس ده تجایی در بالا میاری
but then he's commended
و فرمان میده
for his actions
و به خاطر کارهای بدش محکوم میشه
yeah and again with parables we always need to be careful not to just base doctors on that
همیشه مراقب داستان ها باشین هر داستانی رو به عنوان اصل ایمانتون قبول نکنید داستان یه حقیقت روحانی رو بهمون یاد میده.
Sometimes Jesus explains them in detail what they mean.
بعضی وقتا اون مثال و داستان‌ها رو عیسی مسیح باز می‌کنه برامون که واقعاً معنیش چیه و چگونه.
All times not.
بعضی وقتا اصلا بازش
نمی‌کنه. Yeah, so we always have to compare scripture with scripture.
آیه رو با آیه مقایسه کنید.
Yeah, compare them with the rest of the Bible to see what
بقیه کتاب مقدس مقایسه کنید و ببینید واقعاً چه درسی میده.
So let's look at this parable starting
به این مثال نگاه کنید.
Starting to read in verse 1 and 2.
آیه 1 و 2 رو بخونید.
And see if we can figure out what this is about.
و ببینیم واقعاً به چه معنی هست.
And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward.
و به شاگردان خود نیز گفت شخصی ثروتمند را ناظر بود که از او نزد وی شکایت بردن که اموال او را به هدر می دهد از او را طلب نموده وی گفت این چیست که در باره که شنیدم حساب نظارت خود را باز بده زیرا ممکن نیست که بعد از این نظارت
کنم Now notice that it starts with he said also
و میگه گفت همچنین
Yeah this is attached to the what happened before, the previous three parables. And it specifically says, this has been told to his disciples.
He's
teaching them a lesson.
Yeah,
he just finished to talk about his two sons.
And now
he comes with a story about a rich man
that has a steward. And
a steward is like a manager. Somebody who takes care of business.
Yeah,
but this is not a good steward.
این مدیریتش خوب نبوده در حقیقت.
And this rich man has found out that this steward has been wasting his goods.
تمام چیزای شرکت رو حروم کرده در حقیقت.
And he's now gonna tell the steward, hey, you're gonna be fired.
و حالا به مدیر میگه که میخوام اخراجت کنم.
You're giving her a notice.
بهت یه خبر میدم.
This is the end of your stewardship.
این آخر کار مدیریتت، اخراج.
Yeah, he's asking account for what he has done.
جوابمو بده تا این مدت مدیریت بودی چیکار کردی؟ اینا کجا رفت؟
Make the books in order.
بیایم اون کتاب مالی رو با هم دیگه بازش کنیم ببینیم.
So we can transfer your stewardship to somebody else.
که اون مدیریتت رو از دست تو بگیریم و بدیم دست یه کس دیگه.
Now listen to what the steward says in himself. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord take it away from me, the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I am ashamed.
ناظر با خود گفت چه کنم زیرا اربابم نظارت از من میگیرد یارای زمین کندن ندارم و از گدایی نیز عار دارم.
Now, we already know that this is not a good guy.
Because
he's been wasting the goods of his lord.
He's
not doing a good job. And here we are told some more things about kind of person it is.
He says,
I cannot dig.
Who
on earth says, I cannot dig?
Yeah,
does it mean he doesn't know how to make a hole?
No,
it tells you this guy is lazy.
He
doesn't want to do an honest job. And that's probably the reason why he gets fired. He was lazy on the job that he was doing. Normally hard-working people are not fired. And normally hard-working people do whatever it takes to get the job done. Then it also says, to beg, I am ashamed. Now notice that he's not saying begging wouldn't be right.
Because
I have two hands and I could dig holes.
No, he says, I'm
too ashamed to beg.
Yeah,
that means he's not only lazy,
he
is also full of pride.
پر از غروره.
Yeah, this guy is too good to dig. And he's too prideful to beg. Yeah, so this is not a good guy. He's asking himself, what shall I do? But then he comes up with a plan in verse 4. I'm resolved what to do. That when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So in a moment we'll see who the they are. But he decides that he's going to do something that before he has been put out of the position he has, that there will be certain people who will take care of him. Who will take them into their houses. Now who are the they? Now read verses 5 to 7. So he called every one of his lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and write down 80.
پس هر یکی از بدهکاران آقای خود را طلبیده به یکی گفت آقای مسئول چند طلب دارد؟ گفت 100 رطل روغن. به دو گفت صورت حساب خود را بگیر و نشسته 50 رطل به زودی بنویس. باز دیگری را گفت از تو چقدر طلب دارد؟ گفت 100 کیل گندم. به وی گفت صورت حساب خود را بگیر و 80 بنویس.
So what a day.
اینا کیا بودن؟
Yes, lords debtors.
اون مقروضایی که اون رئیسش بدهکار بود.
So he's going to do things that will make sure that his lord's debtors are going to take care of him.
اونایی که به صاحب کارش مقروضن مجبور بشن ازش نگهداری.
But after he loses the stewardship,
وقتی که مدیریت رو از دست داد,
they will take them into their houses.
اونا تو خونه هاشون اینو قبول کنن.
So what does he do?
چیکار میکنه؟
Now he goes to the debtors and does them favors.
قرض دارن به این رئیس. How much do you owe? چند تا بده کنی؟
100 measures of oil.
100 تا روغن بده کنی؟
Oh, just write down 50. And he's leaving one happy and grateful debtor behind. Another one, how much you own? Oh, it's 80 measures of wheat. 100 measures of wheat. Oh, just write down 80. Another happy and grateful debtor.
Now,
is this right for him to do?
آیا درست بود این کارو
می‌کرد؟ Of course not. He's like cooking the books.
در حقیقت داره برای حسابکارش می‌دزده و دفتر حسابکارش رو داره دستکاری می‌کنه.
Yeah, he's getting fired from his job.
از کارش داره اخراج میشه.
He's lazy, he's full of pride.
مغروره.
And on top of that, he's a dishonest man.
و بالاتر از همه خیلی آدم هیله‌گر و پلیده.
He's basically stealing from his boss.
یعنی از رئیسش داره می‌دزده.
To buy favor for himself.
که لطف آینده خودشو بخره.
Now his lord finds out.
و
about this. Listen to what the Lord says in verse 8. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now this is the part that a lot of people get confused about.
این قسمتیه که اکثر مردم سرش گیج میشن.
The Lord commended the unjust servant, steward.
که where does it say?
First 8 beginning.
ناظر خائن را آفرین گفت.
Because he had done wisely.
آفرین گفت که درست کار کرد.
I don't have to show you scriptures.
یعنی چی ازش تشکر کرد که دزدی.
You should not lie, cheat and steal.
دروغ نباید بگی، دزدی نباید بکنی.
So why do we have a parable here where Jesus is talking about an unjust person and then the Lord of this person commends what he's doing even though he's stealing from him. Now, first of all, the Lord is not God here.
Yeah,
there's no capital L-O-R-D there. Yeah, the term Lord just means boss. Yeah, it's just the one who's in charge. Yeah, if you go... I don't know if you had where the scripture is, but Sarah called Abraham Lord. Now, Sarah was not calling Abraham divine or something like that. No, it just means boss. So, the Lord here is not talking about God. The Lord here is a rich man, a businessman, who has hired a steward to take care of his business. Yeah, this Lord is about making money. Yeah, that's how he probably got rich. And he looks at his steward, even though he's not happy that his steward is wasting his goods. He's not happy that he has lowered those bills. But he looks at this steward and says, this guy is quite smart. He's wise. That's smart what he did. Now, is it right? No, because he's even called the unjust steward. But it was definitely smart. Yeah, he figured out a way before he got out of this job.
So
just gain favor and ensure his future. So he doesn't have to dig holes or back.
چاپ بکنه یا گدایی کنه.
Yeah, he would be remembered.
و به یاد بیاره.
As the steward would cut my bill in half.
به یاد بیاره که اون ناظر و مدیری بود که قبض بدهی منو نصف کرد.
He would be remembered as the guy who gave 20 measures of wheat away.
20 کیسه آرد به من بخشید.
Now he could go to these people and say, hey.
برگرده در آینده پلوی اونا.
I did you a favor, you owe me one.
لطفی کردم برات. حالا لطف شما.
Now read the last part of verse 8 again.
آیه 8 رو آخرشو بخونید.
For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light.
زیرا فرزندان این جهان در نسل خیش از فرزندان نور عاقل‌تر هستند.
Yeah, so there are people in this world
کسایی هستند که در این
دنیا that are not a children of light, that are not saved,
که نجات هم ندارن، فرزندان نور نیستن.
That are wiser and smarter.
اما حکمت دارن و باهوش‌ترن.
If it comes to how to operate in this world.
اگه بدونن که تو این دنیا چجوری بیزینس داشته باشن، چجوری
They're cunning. They have wisdom.
حکمتشون بیزینسشون
and then make them smarter in certain matters than safe people are.
روششون باهوشتر از اون
they don't have God's wisdom.
با اینکه حکمت خدا رو ندارن
but doesn't mean they're stupid.
اما به نظر نمیاد که هر کی خدا رو نداره احمقه.
Yeah, the Bible says they are wiser in their generation among their people.
در میان خودشون حکمتشون بیشتره، در قومشون بیشتره.
They have to deal with the things the subjects of this world. Now, go to 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians 1, I read 25 till 28. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised had God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are.
25 to 28. حکیم هستند و نه بسیار قدرتمندان و نه بسیار نجیب زادگان فراخوانده شدند. که خدا جاهلان جهان را برگزید و حکیمان را رسوا سازد و خدا ناتوانان عالم را برگزید و قدرتمندان را رسوا سازد.
And notice what it says in the end of in the beginning of verse 26.
اول آیه 26 چی میگه؟
Yeah, it says how that not many wise men after the flesh.
که نه بسیاری به حسب جسم حکیم هستند.
Yeah, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
نه بسیار قدرتمندان، نه بسیاری نجیب زادگان.
Yeah, God often uses people.
خداوند بعضی وقت از مردمی استفاده
that
میکنه.
That in the eyes of the world.
که تو نگاه دنیا.
Yeah, according to the flesh.
طبق جسم خداوند.
Are not such great people.
به نظر آدمای بزرگی نمیاد.
Yeah, usually God actually looks for those who in the eyes of the world are foolish.
نگاه دنیا شاید احمق باشن.
And he uses them to confound the wise.
و بعد از اونها استفاده میکنه که به حکیما درس بزرگی بده.
Why would he do that?
چرا خدا این کارو میکنه؟
Read verse 29.
آیه 29 بهمون میگه
that no flesh should glory in this presence. Hello.
16:29. 28
و 29 بخون. اهریان دنیا و پست‌ها را خدا برگزید بلکه نیستی‌ها را و هستی‌ها را باطل گرداند. تا هیچ بشری
در حضور او
فرق نکند.
Oh, 28 and 29. Yeah. So why is this?
Because خود فرق نکنه.
When somebody is extremely gifted,
خیلی باهوشه,
capable, successful,
خیلی موفقه,
if people look at that,
مردم وقتی به اون نگاه
they will think, oh, it's that person who did that. It's his gifts. It's what. That's why this is successful. And the glory wouldn't go to God. Yeah, people look at that and say, oh, it's just because of this person. They achieved that. Now the Bible says, no flesh shall glory in his presence. Yeah, so most often God uses people who are not special in the eyes of the world. They're not the best looking. They're not the most gifted. They're not the most intelligent. According to the flesh. Yeah? Yeah, so if you happen to be a person that doesn't think much of himself,
که به خودت زیاد فکر نمی‌کنی، خودت کوچیک می‌بینی و فکر می‌کنی قادر نیستی کاری بکنی. می‌خوام به تو این خبر خوش بدم. خداوند قادر است شما استفاده
کنه. And probably greater things through you.
و حتی خداوند می‌تونه کارهای بزرگتر از اون که تصورشو بکنی از درمیانت.
He will receive more glory.
چون خداوند از طریق زندگی تو جلال بیشتری دریافت می‌کنه.
Because if you manage to do it.
چون اگه شما قادر بشین به اون.
Man will not be elevated.
هیچ انسانی جلال پیدا نمی‌کنه.
Because they know that you could never done that on your own.
که خودت تنهایی به
That's how God chooses unlikely people to do great works for him. Yeah? So this unjust steward is just wise according to the world.
Yeah?
His rich boss is just commending him for the fact that in the flesh
که از لحاظ جسمانی چقدر باهوش عمل
کرده. He's a smart guy.
خیلی باهوش بوده که در این چند روزی که مونده بوده چجوری از موقعیتش استفاده کنه.
With these debtors.
که چجوری با این مقروضا رو به نفع خودش استفاده کنه.
So he will be taken care of.
که بعداً در آینده اونا مراقبش
باشن. The children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light.
شاید در نسل ما حکمتشون بیشتر از فرزندان نور.
There's a lot of wise and smart people in this world
that
are not saved and are better in certain things than many Christians are.
Now,
what is the lesson? What can we learn from this?
چه درسی میتونیم از این یاد بگیریم؟
Now, even though this is an unjust steward that's commended.
این دقیقه مدیری بود ناعادلانه.
Now, read verse 9.
اما خداوند رئیسش ازش تشکر کرد.
Read verse 9. Look
69.
And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of a righteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations.
و من شما رو میگویم که با ثروت غیر عادلانه برای خود دوستان پیدا کنید، تا چون شما خانی گردید شما رو به خانه‌های جاودانی برسانند.
Yeah, so Jesus is speaking here.
اینجا عیسی میگه.
This is not anymore the story that he's telling.
دیگه داستان نیست که تعریف کنه.
To make a point.
اینجا حرف عیسی به شاگرداش.
Now he is making a statement.
این جمله عیسی است. من به شما میگم.
And obviously Jesus is not praising an unjust servant.
اون مدیر
for stealing from his lord.
تشکر و جلال نمیده به خاطر اینکه دزدی کرد از.
Yeah, Jesus says now let me apply this story for you.
اما میگه الان بذارید داستان رو برات تعریف کنم.
Make yourself friends of the mammon of a righteousness.
برای خودت دوستی پیدا کن.
That when you fail,
زمانی که زمین.
They may receive you and have lasting habitations.
که تو رو از سراغ بکنن.
Who are they?
اونا کیه؟
That's referring back to the same group.
برمیگره به همون گروه.
Yeah, people in the world that potentially going to do you a favor.
که لقب با اونها هم دوست باش که اگه زمین خوردی اونها هم به تو لطف بکنن.
Yeah, habitations sounds much like house, place where you live.
در حقیقت خانه های جاودانی بپذیرن، یعنی خونه داشته باشن، خونه داشتن.
Yeah, the steward was wise because they would be taking, he would be taking care of people, would take them into their houses.
و در حقیقت اون مدیر حکمت داشته که کاری بکنه که مردم در خونه هاشون رو باز کنن و همیشه.
So Jesus is giving instruction that exactly connects to that story.
طبق اون داستان به شاگردانش میگه.
It is wrong to be lazy. It is wrong to be dishonest. It's wrong to lie. It's wrong to steal from your boss to make friends. But it is smart if you use the resources that are available to you. Not your boss's resources.
اون موقعیتی که بهت داده استفاده
But
کنی
hands,
چیزایی که در دست توست و تو قادری انجام بدی
to make friends
که دوست پیدا
کنی. So when you are in trouble your friends will help you.
تو به مشکل خوردی دوستای اطراف دست تو.
How does that look like?
چجوری؟
Yeah, when you have the means
وقتی تو قادری
when you have the money
وقتی پول داری
it is wise to be a blessing to somebody else
یه نفر دیگه.
To others.
یه نفر دیگر رو شاد کن.
Don't just store up it for yourself.
فقط برای خودت جمع نکن.
To just use it on yourself.
که برای خودت و شلوار خودت استفاده کنی.
Use part of that money to just to be a blessing to other people.
یه میزانی از پولی که داری رو برای برکت دیگران استفاده
کن. Doing favors.
یه لطفی برای یه نفر بکن.
And they will be your friends because they will be appreciating what you've done for them.
و بعدن اون قدمی که تو براشون برداشتی براش خیلی کارها میکنن.
Yeah, picking up the bill if you would eat out somewhere, for example.
مثلا وقتی با یه کسی
I can afford it. Let me pay.
امروز من میتونم پول غذا رو بدم. من پول غذا رو.
Yeah, I normally usually try to do that.
من معمولا سعی میکنم این کارو بکنم.
Unless people have very explicitly let me know that they wanted to pay.
من اگر اینکه کسایی که با من دارن غذا بیرون میخورن زور از من تو قبض رو بگیرم و نذارم من بدم.
I want to be the blessing.
قادرم پس من میخوام برکت
Yeah, and of course, being a blessing to others is a good thing to begin with. You'll make friends like this. If you're kind to others, if you're a blessing to others, and if you're in need, those people will likely also be willing to help you.
اونها هم میتونن به تو کمک کنن.
Yeah, so instead of being greedy and selfish,
به جای اینکه مغرور و خودخواه باشین.
If you have the resources, use them also to be a blessing to others.
و استفاده کن برای برکت دیگران.
To other people favors.
برای دیگران لطف ایجاد.
Yeah, making friends in the process.
و دوست بسازین در آینده.
Go to Proverbs 18:24.
سال 18 آیه 24.
A man that had friends must show himself friendly.
سال 18:24.
And there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
۱۸ ۲۴
چه بسا دوستان که یک دیگر را به نابودی میکشند اما دوستی هم هست که از برادر چسبنده تر است.
Somebody wants to have friends.
اگر میخواد دوست داشته باشی.
Has to be a friendly man.
پس آدمی دوست داشتنی باید باشی.
How? By not always trying to profit from others.
اینکه همیشه تو به نفع خودت
قدم برداری. By also being blessing.
که از یه طرف که میگیری.
By also being generous.
وقتی دست و دلباز میتونی باشی دست و دلباز باشی.
By actually using the mammon or riches that you currently have.
از اون چیزهایی رو که داریم.
Show friendliness and kindness to others.
و محبت و لطف به دیگران برسونی.
Yeah. Here's what I always see when I see people begging on the street.
وقتی می‌بینم مردم خیابون گدایی می‌کنن، من اینو می‌بینم.
Yeah. And I don't say this is always the case.
نمی‌گم همیشه همینه.
But the Bible tells us that we should consider the cause of the poor, the reason why people are poor.
خداوند میگه که همیشه به دلیل فقر یه نفر فکر کن.
Yeah, and understand some people are out of luck.
می‌دونم بعضیا لطف از در حقیقت شانس نیاوردن، از بدشانسی به اینجا رسیدن.
If I see somebody with a bottle begging for something, it's like, where's your family?
و اگه میرم یه نفر یک کاسه دستش گرفته داره گدایی میکنه میگم خانوادت کشن.
Where are your friends?
دوستات کشن.
Where are your church friends?
دوستای کلیسات کجان.
Why is there nobody willing to help you?
نیست امروز به تو کمک کنه.
Now, here's what often is the reason.
اکثر چیزایی که معمولا دلیل این میشه که یه نفر به گدایی برسه.
They burned all those relationships in their life.
تمام رابطه ها رو سوزوندن که کسی حاضر نیست دستشون رو بگیره.
Yeah, if you end up completely isolated,
اگه یه نفر تنها و بدبخت باشه و هیچ کی دورش نباشه.
You probably have an issue.
احتمالاً مشکل داشته.
You're probably not that person that shows himself friendly.
بوده که مهمون نواز و دست دلباز.
You're probably not being a person that has been a blessing to other people.
باعث برکت دیگران باشی که اون کارو بکنی.
You probably mistreated others.
حتماً به دیگران ظلم کردی.
And alienated yourself from all the people in your life.
از تمام مردم دنیا دور کردی که امروز مجبوری گدایی کنی.
Yeah, so if I see someone like that,
اگه یه نفر اینجوری ببینم.
Yeah. I conclude, okay, you probably have not been a friendly man.
احتمالاً آدم
مهربون. You've not probably not been investing in the lives of other people.
تو زندگی دیگران سرمایه‌گذاری کردی که امروز زندگی تو سرمایه‌گذاری کنن.
You would have had people
یه نفر رو داشتی که
would want to help you in that situation.
امروز یه نفر رو داشتی که
but would receive you into their houses.
سر کوچه وای نستی، در حقیقت توی خونه‌اش نگرش می‌داشتی.
Be smart how you treat people in your life.
حکمت داشته باش که با مردم اطرافت چه جوری برخورد
کنی. You might say, oh, I'm in a foreign country. I don't have family here.
دیگه خانواده‌ای ندارم.
I have nobody here.
دیگه هیچ کسی ندارم اینجا.
Now, what about friends? What about getting some friends?
Yeah,
friends in church as well. How do you do that? Be there for them if you can. Invest in other people. Invest in the local church with your efforts. And there, these people, the local church, they will be there for you.
Yeah,
this is simply how it works. This is before we had our current day socialism. That's always how it
works. وجود داشته باشه دنیا همیشه اینجوری کار میکرد.
The fact that the government gives you handouts is fairly new.
دولت بهت خرجی میده تازه جدیده. قدیما کسی دولت حقوقی به کسی نمیداد.
Yeah, when you become a self-centered person.
وقتی یه نفر خودخواه باشه و فقط
spending everything on yourself.
و فقط همه سرمایه‌گذاریش به خودش باشه.
If you do not want to be generous to other people.
و نخواهی دست و دلبازی داشته باشی به دیگران.
Don't want to be involved with church and the people there.
و با هیچ کس کلیسا و مردم اطراف هیچ کاری نداشته باشی.
You shouldn't be surprised if there is nobody there who will help you if you are in need.
نباشه وقتی تو در نیازمند شدی دست
بده. Yeah, be a wise steward.
حکمت بزرگ
with the things you have.
مدیر خوب باش با اون چیزی که داری مدیریت خوب انجام بده.
Specifically it talks about mammon, riches and possessions.
مخصوصا در مورد ثروت در حقیقت چیزی
که
تو دست داری.
You might say I don't have much of that at the moment.
شاید امروز بگی امروز من ثروتی ندارم.
So I can ignore this lesson.
پس این درس رو نگاه نکنم. پولی در دستم نیست.
You can also apply this to other things.
اما فقط پول نیست.
Like your time.
زمانمون هم ارزش داره.
Like the gifts and talents that you have.
اون خلاقیت ها و هنرهایی هم که داریم میتونه باعث کمک دیگران باشه. هر چه که خداوند بهتون داده قادر خداوند رو ازش استفاده
کنید. Being good steward of those things.
از همه اونها درست مدیریت کنید و استفاده کنید.
Halfway through. We do the next part also.
No.
Yeah, we can.
No, we cannot.
Yeah. Shall we stop here or?
همینجا دست بکشیم ادامه بدیم.
Okay, we'll do the next part next week.
هفته دیگه
because I need to kind of rush through and I don't want to.
و مجبورم از
سریع بچه. You have two times a shorter sermon. So I'm going to tell you next week we're going to look at some other lessons that Jesus gives.
هفته آینده در مورد مثال‌هایی صحبت می‌کنیم که عیسی مسیح بهمون
داد. About stewardship.
در مورد مدیریت.
Yeah. So with this, amen. And then next week, continue. This is my.